CMP wants to build the $950 million project to bring hydroelectricity from Canada down through western Maine to Lewiston. There, it will join the regional grid to serve customers in Massachusetts, which wants to buy the low-polluting energy to meet its goals to reduce greenhouse gases. But for opponents such as Sherry Harth of Jackman, the question comes down to this. Why should a way of life followed by residents and businesses in western Maine be sacrificed to profit CMP's parent company, Avangrid, and Massachusetts policy goals?
The leaders of Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Vermont refused this industrial infrastructure to preserve their natural beauty, and we think Maine should do the same.
Harth also objects to the transmission line's footprints. It would cut a 150-foot wide swath through western Maine's woodlands.
I just think that this ugly brown monster that is being proposed is going to be forever. I think that there are alternatives that may cost more to these multi-billion dollar conglomerates. But we, the people of Maine, are the ones who are going to carry this burden.
Many echoed that sentiment, but a handful of municipal officials touted the added property taxes they would get from the project, and several speakers in the construction trades emphasized the building jobs that would be created. Bill Burney, an engineering director at Stantec Consulting, says he's impressed by CMP's claim that the project would result in a reduction in electricity rates worth $40 million a year in Maine.
It should also be noted that the boost to economic activity to finance is fully funded by the state of Massachusetts. Our neighbors in Massachusetts are going to fund this project and benefit the infrastructure here in the state of Maine. You know, I ask, why don't we start Monday if Massachusetts is funding it?
Another speaker called on opponents to consider the stakes. If low-polluting energy resources, such as hydroelectricity, are not encouraged, he said, global warming will threaten catastrophe in just a few decades. Others questioned, though, whether hydro dams are so benign and whether Canada's Hydro-Québec would have to backfill its commitments to Massachusetts by buying more polluting energy from fossil fuel plants.
Some places should be left alone for the sake of being left alone.
Cecil Gray, a Skowhegan resident who has earned a living rafting, hunting, and guiding photographers in the Bingham area, says the project poses an existential threat to the region's entire tourism economy and more.
We in the affected area live, work, and play there for the nourishing of the soul that the Northwoods provides. The economy of the area thrives on others who spend money seeking a glimpse of the same thing. There is no price on that. The way life should not be for sale.
Dozens spoke at the three-plus-hour hearing, which was attended by more than 75 people. The state regulators now move on to hearings limited to parties and individuals that have petitioned for formal intervener status. It's a mix of supporters and opponents, as well as the state's public advocate, who is charged with defending ratepayers' interests. A decision could come in late December. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.